Okay, this is our 28th study in the book of Proverbs, and we resume our study today in Proverbs 28, verse 5. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 28, verse 5. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it fully. Good people understand justice. In other words, good people who spend time with God know right from wrong. The Bible says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." See, truth needs to be preached and taught. The truth of God's word needs to be shouted on television, radio, the internet, and any other place. One can do it. The unbiblical philosophies and the ungodly ideas that are promoted by movie stars and celebrities and even some quote-unquote Christian groups must be countered, or society goes down the drain very quickly. 6. Better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a rich man whose ways are perverse. Better to be a poor, honest person than a rich, sinful person. You know, if the goal is to feel like a rich person, then the poor, godly one has a head start over the sinful, wealthy one. We need joy and contentment to feel like a rich person. And we can't have those things unless our walk with Jesus Christ is what it should be. 7. He who keeps the law is a discerning son, but a companion of gluttons disgraces his father. A glutton is someone who lacks self-control. A lack of self-control is the issue here in verse 7. Those who hang out with people who lack self-control will become like them and bring shame to themselves and to their family. If dishonoring the God who loves us so much and has been so good to us isn't enough motivation to avoid willful sin, then one should think about how their sin will affect those who are close to them. We don't avoid trouble by avoiding sin, but we do avoid shame. 8. He who increases his wealth by exorbitant interest amasses it for another, who will be kind to the poor. God says those who charge an unfair interest rate to loan money will become rich, but they will not keep their wealth. The Lord says that their money will be passed on to someone else, someone who will be generous to those who have needs. We should be fair about how we earn our money and not cause others to suffer while we try to get ahead. There are sometimes short-term benefits to sin, but those who are godly and compassionate will be happy forever. Verse 9, if anyone turns a deaf ear to the law, even his prayers are detestable. We can pray, but if we do not obey, God will not hear us. Actually, it's worse than just not hearing us. God hates the prayers of the disobedient. God does not reward disobedience, so he will not answer the prayer of one who refuses to change their sinful ways. Verse 10. He who leads the upright along an evil path will fall into his own trap, but the blameless will receive a good inheritance. Those who lead the innocent into sin are devilish and will be punished by God. The devil is not content with his own sin. He hates God so much that he tries to get others to be offensive to God like he is. Remember what Jesus said, it would be better to have a huge millstone tied around your neck and be thrown into the sea than to cause an innocent one to sin. Those who think nothing of leading others into sin are showing contempt for God. Verse 11, a rich man may be wise in his own eyes, but a poor man who has discernment sees through him. Some who are ungodly and wealthy think they are wise. They think that they are better than others who do not have as much as they do. Oh, they have a lot of other people fooled into believing that that's true too. However, even a very poor man who is godly sees through what appears to be true to the truth itself. If you're close to God, you know that if a person gets wealth through ungodliness, that person is not wise. It comes down to this. A good person who is godly. I should say a poor person who is godly is better than a wealthy person who is ungodly. 12. When the righteous triumph, there is great elation, but when the wicked rise to power, men go into hiding. When good people succeed, many are blessed. When bad people become powerful, many must hide. If we have good people in government, if our leaders serve God, then our country will be a good place to live. But when wicked people rule, the country becomes bad. The laws are not fair, and innocent people suffer. That's why the Bible commands us to pray for our leaders. 13. He who conceals his sins does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Those who pretend to be innocent before God will pay for their sins. There is no mercy for those who will not confess and forsake their sins. Those who continue in their sin because they have been told that God will show them mercy have been fed a lie. There is no mercy for those who don't repent. Mercy is reserved for those who confess their sin and start living the right way. God doesn't spare those who don't care. 14. Blessed is the man who always fears the Lord, but he who hardens his heart falls into trouble. Blessed means happy. People usually associate fear with bad, and often it is. However, fearing God is good because it leads to happiness. Everyone should be afraid of offending God because those who fear God avoid a lot of misery. Knowing that God disciplines his children may not be the loftiest motive for holiness, but it's a pretty good one. 15. Like a roaring lion or a charging bear is a wicked man ruling over a helpless people. The Bible says that we should not speak evil of our rulers, but that sure doesn't mean that we can't point out the evil that they do. We should respect their position, but we must speak against sin no matter who's doing it. If a ruler is evil, then that's what he is. John the Baptist sure spoke out against the wickedness of King Herod, got his head chopped off for doing it too, but he did it. 16. A tyrannical ruler lacks judgment, but he who hates ill-gotten gain will enjoy a long life. Sometimes on one of those nature shows, they show a lion ripping into a gazelle and tearing it to shreds. That's the picture right here. God says that some rulers treat their people like a roaring lion treats its prey. And God says they lack judgment. They lack judgment because they don't do what is right for the people or themselves. They're foolish. They haven't learned the lesson of history, which is bad people eventually come to a bad end, and harsh, unfair rulers always fall. 17. A man tormented by the guilt of murder will be a fugitive till death. Let no one support him. God says, don't help a fugitive. In other words, let justice be done. Do not protect a guilty person. Let them face up to the consequences of their actions and take whatever punishment they've got coming. If bad people are coddled, they will never learn their lesson, and they will never change. 18. He whose walk is blameless is kept safe. But he whose ways are perverse shall suddenly fall. A person may get away with sin for a while, but all of a sudden, wham, the consequences will hit. And when they do, there will be no getting rid of them. The consequences of their sin will ruin their life. And the consequences of sin will run their course. They will. 19. He who works his land will have abundant food, but the one who chases fantasies will have his fill of poverty. Don't be lazy, is what he is saying. Don't lay around doing nothing when you should be working. Those who lay around imagining all the good things that they will have someday will never have any of those things if they don't start working for them. Dreaming doesn't put food on the table, so God says, get to work. 20. A faithful man will be richly blessed, but one eager to get rich will not go unpunished. Under normal conditions, a faithful, hard-working person will live a satisfying life. Those who consistently are in the Word of God and church and prayer, and who do what God says is right and work hard, are doing what God expects of them, and they will be blessed. Attempting to get rich quick, especially when there's no regard for right and wrong, will end in failure. Just steadily do what is right, and you'll be better off in the long run, says God. 21. To show partiality is not good. In other words, always be fair. Do not mistreat the innocent because you're having a bad day. Do not let a guilty person get away wrong, even if they offer you a bribe. Put justice before self. And so he says, to show partiality is not good. Yet a man will do wrong for a piece of bread. It's true, some people don't care if their actions are good or evil. All they want is money or some other kind of reward. A piece of bread is just about worthless, but there are those who are corrupt enough to do evil, even when the payoff is very small. 22. A stingy man is eager to get rich and is unaware that poverty awaits him. For some people, wealth is God. They don't care about the needy. They won't think of giving a helping hand to someone who needs it, and they hate it when somebody else has something they don't have. They always want, but they never give. Wealth is their God, even though God has warned, thou shalt not have any gods besides me. See, God will not put up with that forever. 23. He who rebukes a man will in the end gain more favor than he who has a flattering tongue. You know, I don't want some condemned soul to look at me on Judgment Day and say, hey, why didn't you tell me the truth? Why didn't you tell me that I was on my way to hell without Jesus Christ and that I needed to repent? Why didn't you tell me that? The best friend you've got is one who will tell you the truth, even if it isn't pleasant to hear. 24. He who robs his father or mother and says, It's not wrong. He is a partner to him who destroys. What belongs to a parent doesn't necessarily belong to their child. Some things belong to the entire family and are for everyone to enjoy, but other things belong to individuals in that family. And in order to use those things, one should ask for permission. 25. A greedy man stirs up dissension, but he who trusts in the Lord will prosper. A greedy person causes trouble. A greedy person is like the grave. They are never satisfied. And because they are never satisfied, they don't get along with others. They whine and complain and take what doesn't belong to them because they always want more. A greedy person thinks primarily of themselves and what they want, and for that reason, they cannot be trusted. People do not want to be around those who have a me-first attitude. 26. He who trusts in himself is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom is kept safe. God is saying, anyone who trusts in their own heart to tell them what is right is foolish. Our hearts cannot be trusted because the Bible says that the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. We can only trust what our heart tells us if what it is telling us does not contradict the Word of God. 27. He who gives to the poor will lack nothing, but he who closes his eyes to them receives many curses. God promises not to let our needs go unmet if we give to others who have needs. The Bible says, he who gives to the poor lends to the Lord. God says, if you give, it shall be given to you. Giving is a work of faith. It really is. If we trust that God will meet our needs, then that frees us up to give. 28. When the wicked rise to power, people go into hiding. But when the wicked perish, the righteous thrive. When wicked people become powerful, good people must hide. When wicked people are in charge, they will be unkind to good people. When the person in charge doesn't fear God, they are like a loose cannon. People like that have no moral compass, so the righteous are not safe. In fact, they are often their targets.